This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi Ok. We are talking this morning about Senator Ted Kennedy. He passed away last night. We are getting some reaction from around the world. President Obama says that he and Michelle are heartbroken. He says, and I'm going to quote him here, "An important chapter in our history has come to an end. Our country has lost a great leader."
You know, you mentioned at the top of the hour that Teddy, as the youngest of the Kennedy clan, was the one who always gave the eulogy.
Yes.
And he gave probably, and you even played it, the most famous eulogy for his brother, Robert, back in 1968.
"My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it."
I mean, other voices on this program have remarked that at that point, the entire Kennedy legacy, as the last male of that generation, and of course eulogizing his dead brother, the second brother to die by assassination, the third brother to die, the entire legacy was on his shoulders. And he had to carry that forward, and really that's what we're talking about today.
We are indeed. Let me go to a little bit of former Senator Bob Graham. We're actually picking up some of the reaction from Senator Ted Kennedy's death that happened late last night. Let's have a listen in to Bob Graham on CNN this morning.
"America has lost a great symbol and a great leader. The Senate has been denied probably the most effective senator, certainly in the last 50 years."
It's not hyperbole. I mean, there were some who were saying this morning that Ted Kennedy will be the most significant legacy of his generation, probably along with Eunice Kennedy, who we were eulogizing on this program just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, just when 2 weeks ago, actually.
Spence writes to us, "I'm 52 and never knew the country without a Kennedy in power. Yes, it's time for a change, but it's a sad time." Of course, you can contact us at 8778-MYTAKE or send an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.
"He embodied the liberal New England tradition and everything I love about Boston and Cambridge, that whole area, and worked hard for civil rights and health care. A true activist. God rest his soul. This is Dana from South Wellfleet, Mass."
John, we're also getting actually a lot of reaction on our website, thetakeaway.org. This one comes from Lee Smith, just from a couple of minutes ago. Lee says, "Let's take away from the life of Ted Kennedy that he got away with a major crime, only because he was from a wealthy family." Oh, so the Boston Globe guy says, we had actually a columnist on for the Boston Globe, says that people can't get over Chappaquiddick.
Well, we should remind people what that event was. He was caught in a car with a woman. And she died in this car accident, and there were many sort of explanations as to why he got out of the car and she didn't. And, of course, there were conspiracy theories and all sorts of theories about what happened. He pled no contest to a charge, and the legacy was that he got away with a crime because he was a Kennedy. And it dogged him for most of his political career in 1980, probably partially responsible for him not being able to challenge Jimmy Carter for the presidency. But the reaction is coming in. Here is former U.S. President Jimmy Carter paying tribute to Teddy Kennedy in August of this year.
"I knew Ted Kennedy very well on both sides of the fence. As a matter of fact, in 1980, he ran against me for the Democratic nomination when I was president, and I was lucky enough to prevail. But I think that among all the members of our U.S. Senate and the Congress of the United States, he's been preeminent."
Remembrances and reaction to the death of Senator Edward Kennedy, who died at age 77 last night.